Street. Paul. It was a big overtime win for the St. Paul Canadiens on Friday night at the Clancy Richard Arena, as the team battled the Northeastern Alberta Junior B Hockey League, NEAJBHL, defending champions, the Wainwright Bisons. With the Canadiens up 3-2 in the third period, the Bisons managed to tie the game up near the end of the period, forcing the game to overtime. It was a battle back and forth on the ice, but the Canadiens pulled out the win, adding 2 points to their season record and holding on to the top spot in the league with 40 points. The Bisons are now sitting in third place as of Friday's game, but just 3 points behind the Canadiens. Holding on to the top spot of the league has been a battle for the Canadiens, with the Vermilion Tigers sitting in second place with 38 points, and the Killam Wheat Kings in fourth place with 36 points, according to the NEAJBHL league standings. Curtis LeBant would be credited with the overtime goal for Friday's win, assisted by Kelton McCauley and Noah Bomber. With the Bison scoring first in the first period, the Canadiens would come back in the second period, with a goal from Colby Miller. The Bisons would take the lead back, but the Canadiens would tie it up before the end of the second, with a goal from William Kemago. Heading into the third period, the Bisons would get a chance to take the lead back again with a penalty shot, but it would be unsuccessful. The Canadiens then took the lead with a goal from Jarrett Boulian. The Bisons would rally and tie the game with less than 5 minutes left in the period, forcing overtime. After about 4 minutes of play, the Canadiens would score. Goalie Ethan Campbell would get the win for the Canadiens, stopping 37 of 40 shots taken over 64 minutes of play. The Tigers have a chance to catch up to the Canadiens on Saturday night as they take on Onion Lake, while the Wheat Kings will take on the Cold Lake Ice in Cold Lake on January 21. The Bisons will hit the ice again Sunday taking on the Vigreville Rangers. The Canadiens will head to Lloydminster on Sunday evening and will not be back at the Clancy Richard Arena for a home game until February 4.